Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We are live today. Competitive Edge Strength and Conditioning in Hermitage. Come out and see us. This is Big Joe's gym.
He's the best gym around, man.
All the time. And we're joined now by the owner, Mark Johnson, who is with us. Mark, thanks so much for having us today.
Man, thanks for coming out. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, this is obviously it's the first of the year. This is when everybody decides they're going to join the gym.
Oh, yeah. This is our favorite time of the year for sure.
Yeah, and the key is – what do people need to do to actually stay involved in the gym and make it a regular thing?
I like Joe. I'm not a big fan of the word, like, resolution. I mean, resolutions, they come, they go. You know, we encourage people to make it a lifestyle change. You know, you get in this to stay in this, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what the fitness business, to me, is about. You know, we get people in here. It's a very family-oriented atmosphere. It's a kind of an old-school gym. Everybody knows everybody. Some people call it the Cheers gym, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, when people come in here, they meet a lot of people, and it's almost just like a place to come hang out and work out, you know?
Yeah.
It's a type of gym. I mean, you come in here, you train, you work out. You know, it's old school.
So yeah. How many years now you've been here?
We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
See, a lot of gyms last 6-9 months. They get you married and they head out of town. 10 years, what's the secret to this success?
Just relationships, building relationships with our customers. You know, we have, I think, 8 trainers now. And all the trainers kind of know each other's clients, you know. And when people come in, you're greeted by first name a lot of times, you know. So we're in this really. I got into this business because basically to make an impact on people's lives. That's what this is all about for me.
So, you know, I love the whole concept of being like the Cheers gym and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, for somebody like me that is just, I'm intimidated whenever I walk in a gym of like, oh, everybody's going to be staring at me. Like, look at this idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing, which nobody cares. I know that. But. Yeah. So how do you kind of help people that may have those jitters when they come in for the first time?
You know, the cool thing is when you walk in this gym, you're going to see people of all ages from all walks of life. And, you know, you walk in, you may see an 80-year-old grandmother in here. So it kind of takes the whole jitters away. I mean, it's not your typical meathead gym, per se. You're not going to walk in and see a bunch of big guys slamming weights around. You're going to see people from all walks of life. So you just kind of come in and you just kind of blend in. You know what I mean?
So the one thing about it, we've talked about this before, is the transformation you see in people. I mean, I've lost 60 pounds. This gym's a big thing. I got to think over the years you've seen people walk in this gym with no clue, and then in no time at all, they've dropped 20, 30 pounds and feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love about this business. I mean, people come in here. We have people who have never worked out a day in their life. Sometimes it will come in, join the gym. Sometimes they'll get a trainer, sometimes not. And you do. Over time, I pay close attention to people when they come in and just kind of watch their progress over time. And it's very rewarding to see. You know, I actually will have people stop me. Like, you know, I'll see people outside of the gym and they'll come up and say, man, I was in your gym years ago. I came in there and I was at a point in my life. I was going through tough times.
Right.
I came in this gym, and this gym just impacted my life in such a positive way. And that gives me the greatest satisfaction
when
I hear those stories, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hearing your story, you know, I saw you post on Facebook last night.
Right.
You know, you're going through some tough times,
yep.
I guess. And, you know, you weighed – what did you weigh?
331.
331.
And I sent you a text. I said, hey, I see you have that cardio boxing class. Give me the guy's name. It was Jeremiah. And then – next thing you know, I'm addicted to him. I'm addicted to the class. And,
I
when I miss it, I feel terrible. But it really changed my mental and physical outlook on life because of this place.
Sure, sure. And that's, you know, that's what we love to hear. And the key is just getting your foot in the door. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, just come on in. I mean,
right.
If you don't ever make it in the door, you're never going to know.
Correct.
You know, I mean. You get going, you start feeling better, you start having more energy, you look in the mirror, you start looking better.
Yep.
I mean, what can go wrong?
You're exactly right.
I mean, your mental well-being, I mean, you sleep better. I mean, working out is amazing.
And I think, again, the point, we're talking to Mark Johnson, the owner of Competitive Edge Strength and Conditioning here in Hermitage. I think the other thing is you're in this gym every day, man. I mean, this is – you own this gym. I mean, you care about – you're here cleaning this gym. I mean, you're here – this is more than just owning a gym, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'm pretty much married to the place. You know? But to be in this business and to do it right, that's what you have to do. You know, and that's the key to being in business for 10 years is being hands-on all the time in the business.
So how can somebody get involved and get a membership? Obviously, just walk in, but is there a way they can contact you?
Sure. Yeah, you can contact us on Facebook. You can always DM us. We answer those fast. Also, our phone number is 615-678-7618. You can reach us by phone. But, yeah, we would we'd love to see anybody, you know, come in and join us. I mean, it's like I say, if you're looking for that type of atmosphere, we're here. You know, we love what we do, and you can tell by, you know, when you come in the door.
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, what are your hours too?
So Monday through Friday we're 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m., and then Saturday we're 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. or excuse me, 10 p.m. and then Sunday 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And you got a key card, so it's not like you got to check in at the front desk.
Right,
everybody
yeah.
comes and does that and gets it done. And I just think it's – and here's the great thing is when you come in, you just get to work.
That's it.
Yeah. Just get to work.
That's it.
That is awesome. Now, I know you have to be feeling pretty good about your Vols. I see the UT hat on.
Oh, man. What a day yesterday. You know, seeing Nico step in his, starting debut, what a job he did. He stepped in and managed the team well and they played an awesome game yesterday. I don't think anybody expected that.
Are you a Vols fan that you're ready to hang the banner next year for national championship, or do you still want to temper expectations a little bit?
I've been a Vols fan all my life, so I never say that. I feel like it's a jinx. I don't want to be one of those Vols fans every year is the year, you know. So I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, I think we have a good shot at getting in the top 12 next year. I love the new format, you know. If not next year, the following year. So
sure.
I think the future looks bright in Knoxville.
Yesterday was the first bowl game you've missed since when? 1950?
Probably. Yeah. We've had season tickets for 48 seasons.
Oh, so, good Lord.
Yeah, it's been a quite the journey over the years, you know, going up there and going to bowl games and away games. You know, we love our Vols for sure.
You know, it's crazy. It'd be 25 years, I think, tomorrow or the next day, the Fiesta Bowl, the national championship. 25 years.
That doesn't seem possible, man. I mean, I was there, and it literally seems like it was 10 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been 25 years.
That is crazy.
Here's a better question, though. Nico's wearing number 8. Who's the better number 8, Andy Kelly or Nico?
I think it's
Tyler Bray.
Yeah. I'm going Andy Kelly, baby. Until I see Nico's full resume.
I think it's to be seen. You know, which one's going to be? I think Nico is going to be. I think he's going to be amazing. You know, if he stays.
Oh yeah.
You know, all this.
Oh, I think he's going to stay. Yeah, I think they got it figured out where he'll stay.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
Should be interesting. Mark, thanks so much for having us today and here at Competitive Edge and. Everybody needs to come out and see Mark and get a membership and get to feeling better.
We're going to talk to Ty, one of the trainers here at 10:30, who's got clients all over the country virtually and show up here. So it's a good place. Thanks, man. I love this place.
I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you're here, and I just want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Perfect.
Happy New Year, indeed. We'll have more coming in hour number 2. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.